A whiskery old gentleman, pictured in Norwich almost 80 years ago, was an artist and teacher known as the Professor, who vanished without trace in Norfolk during the Second World War. Does anyone know what became of him? He was a prolific painter whose work spanned 60 years in the 19th and 20th century, so you may even have one of his pictures hanging on your wall, and the chances are it will be signed W.J. Peters. The move to find out more about the Professor, a glorious eccentric by all accounts, comes from Julie Lister of Terrington St. Clement, who wrote to the Let's Talk magazine. She recently discovered a collection of more than 40 watercolours by W.J. Peters in her loft. I know nothing of the artist, other than that written on an accompanying photocopy of an article in the Eastern Evening News in 1972 and verbal accounts given me by my late mother, she said. When she was in her teens, Julie lived at Barford, and her mother showed her an old bag containing a collection of paintings and told her about the artist, Old Peters, who'd arrived in the village in the mid-1930s and had lodgings in bare rooms next to the King's Head, furnished with just three wooden boxes. My grandparents befriended him, and my mother recalled that he would regularly, most evenings, walk through the stiles to their small cottage on Stile Loke, where my grandmother would give him supper and a cup of tea. One evening, shortly after war was declared, he arrived as usual, but this time had a collection of his unframed watercolour paintings, which he gave my granny as a thank you for all her kindness, said Julie. That was the last time they ever saw him. Old Peters disappeared. He never said a final goodbye. He just vanished from everybody's lives. A large number of the paintings Julie has are of Barford and Barbara in the 1930s, and there's one of her grandmother feeding chickens, and others of Wells, and one dated 1873 of Old Firebridge in Norwich, the oldest in the collection. This picture and story about the Professor in the Evening News was written by Whiffler of the day, who had also been trying to find out more about this fascinating gentleman. He reported how the photograph was taken by E. Johnson Taylor at his studio in Elm Hill, Norwich, in 1937, and who told him how this old chap in unusual garb with hair all down his back came into his premises asking if he had a room, saying, "I want to teach metaphysics to the boys of the grammar school." "I could see at once he was a wonderful subject and took him straight upstairs," said the photographer, and this is the picture he took. "And I'm looking at it now, and it is a wonderful one. With a bald head on top, but long flowing hair down his back, Old Peter has a long whiskery beard, kind, gentle eyes, and although you can't see his mouth in all that fuzz, he looks as though he has something to say." Whiffler said attempts had been made to find out more about Old Peters. It turned out he was a friend of the outspoken and brilliant Sir Alfred Munnings, who bought some of his sketches and described him as a brother artist. He was also reported as being a former pupil at Norwich School, where he was once in trouble for contradicting the bishop. He also spoke Russian, French and German and had travelled extensively in Europe. Julie says, "I would love to know more about this fascinating character." So if you can help, please do drop a line to derek.james2013@gmail.com.